Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, so we started a little early on Monday. We start a little late today. It's the way it goes.
We judge it all by the whole week in its entirety of hours.
Exactly. Yeah, eventually it just all balances out.
Exactly right.
It's Friday, which means it's a busy show. We got a lot of stuff to cram in, including another $1,000 gift certificate for Sleep Country, Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
One final time, Rena. There you go.
Okay, we'll get to everything we need to do. We need to start now. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Billy and Rena. Here we go.
92 City FM News.
News is for Rexall Pharma Plus. Get your flu shot at Rexall Pharma Plus anytime, any day. No appointment necessary. Visit Rexall.ca for details. University of Winnipeg students have voted in favor of a universal bus pass. So now they wait for the University of Manitoba vote results, which should come out later today. The plan must pass at both universities to come into effect for the 2016 school year. If it goes according to plan, all students will get a bus pass that covers the entire school year for an extra $260 on their tuition, whether they decide to take the bus or not. It's costing taxpayers, too. It'll require a $1 million taxpayer subsidy annually. It's daylight savings this weekend, so don't forget to switch from daylight time to standard time before going to bed tomorrow night. You turn your clocks and watches back 1 hour. The major Canadian exception is Saskatchewan, of course, which is on standard time year-round.
Idiots. Remember when we called them, was it last year or the year before, and said, I was from Saskatchewan, and I called the government pretending like, I don't understand this, and they said, oh, yeah, we'll be 3 hours behind Manitoba. Didn't have a clue.
They had no idea. They were just, bullshitting them, hoping they'd get off the phone.
We'll see if we can find that and replay it at some point this morning.
Okay. And Sammy Hagar will be a guest voice on the November 23rd episode of The Simpsons. The episode focuses on Homer playing bass in a cover band with some other dads in town. And Sammy Hagar is one of the other dads.
Oh, God. 92 City FM World Class Rock. 6:19. Friday. Busy program, and listen, here's the deal. I'll tell you right away. Last night I tweeted out that we were going to have that Sleep Country Canada Why Buy a Mattress Anywhere Else thing. $1,000 gift certificate right at 6:05, but we started the show late, so we're going to do it right after 6:30. If you've been waiting for it and thinking, why didn't they give away that $1,000 gift certificate? Like I said, they went right after 6:30.
Okay.
It happens.
Well, that guy who's at home, he's been sitting by the radio since last night when he saw that.
Well, you know what? I can guarantee you there is, because I got some tweets, and one guy, Mike Smith, as a matter of fact, said, I guess I should try not to sleep in for that.
Okay. Well, there you go, Mike. You're up to date. You're good.
And look at the phones.
Oh, they're jammed.
Told you. Just after 6:30. Stay tuned. 6:19 now. Good morning.
It's kind of cold this morning. Minus 16 with the wind chill right now, but getting up to 2 degrees today.
Also of note, Friday. So Freedom Friday means your requests for 19 and a half minutes coming up at 9 o'clock. Get those requests in at 92cityfm.ca.
And now, what's trending?
Go ahead, Rhea. You were all excited about yours.
Oh, I thought it was funny. On Twitter, this is trending. Hashtag scary stories in 5 words. So some of the top ones this morning. Warning, 10% of battery remaining. Very scary.
Yeah.
Insufficient funds. Please contact issuer. Mm. We're out of toilet paper. I've seen your internet history.
Ooh, that is
scary story.
Not what anybody wants to hear. It's worse if you get home and it's all open, the ones that you've been visiting a lot. What are these? Never happened to me. How about we are out of bacon? No one wants. Right. Sunday morning, too. You're about ready, putting coffee on. You're ready to watch
out of
all
creamer.
The cream's another one. You got to run to 7
and
get
the store.
Some.
Yeah.
At hockey, no one brought beer.
Oh! Terrifying.
No kidding. What do you got, Phil?
LeBron James is trending as you'd expect. He made his big return to Cleveland official last night with his first home game. He did that thing where he throws the chalk up in the air,
and
all the fans went crazy. They lost. Yeah. Well, the thing about LeBron is he's an underdog story.
Oh, right.
We all love an underdog. Rudy.
Not even supposed to be there.
That's right.
Akron, Ohio.
Little Orphan Annie.
Right.
LeBron James, 6'10" when he was in grade 5.
ESPN 8, his games were on.
His game, when he was in grade 8, he was on ESPN. So it's that story that you just want to hope for him. Anyway, the Cavs got beat last night.
There was a social experiment that it was out in Hamilton. I had seen this done before by a guy on YouTube called FoosyTube. He's a guy that I follow, and he does a lot of social experiments where he has hidden cameras, and one where he was making fun of this woman for having a hijab. You know, she was covered up.
Okay.
And to see how many people would take to stop. Now, let's keep in mind this is happening down in Los Angeles. And some people would stop, some people wouldn't. Majority of people wouldn't. They just keep walking and try to, you know, mind their own business. They tried this in Canada under a different pseudonym. Like, it wasn't Fousey, it was somebody else. Everybody stepped in. Everybody. Mm-hmm.
They did a TV show like that, correct?
What would you do with John Quinones?
Right. It's
pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Show didn't last very long, but I liked the show.
It started off as a feature on one of their magazines,
yeah.
And then it turned into their own show for a little while. And they bring it back whenever they come up with new ideas, I think.
But I remember, wasn't there one really controversial one where there was a black guy trying to steal a bike, and then they let a girl,
yeah.
And then they took, and people were
really
like yelling at him
girl.
Or calling the cop. Then they had a hot white girl trying to steal a bike, and guys were like helping her steal it and stuff. Like it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, some interesting situations.
Very
in that
interesting.
Show.
Yeah.
The hot girl experiments are always dangerous.
Yeah.
Girl, help you get the bike
time.
In your truck. But I'm stealing it. So what?
Have your number.
Hi, City.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I just wanted to wish you guys a happy Friday and have an awesome weekend.
Well, thank you. Same to you, sir.
Too.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah, same to you guys.
You dressing up at all?
Pardon me?
You dressing up at all today?
Well, I'm going to a party tomorrow, but I'm still undecided on what to wear.
Okay.
Any ideas?
Just throw a green garbage bag over your head. Safe, and it looks good.
Go. I think a lot of people are...
Go as Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Everyone will hate you at the party.
Yeah, that's not bad, actually.
I think a lot of people are going out tomorrow as opposed to today.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
even though Halloween's actually today, I think a lot of people are taking their kids.
Well, because
you've
got to hand over candy tonight and everything, so less responsibility tomorrow night. All right, 6:23, that's what's trending. Those that Sleep Country Canada gift cert coming up right after the news, which is next.
KB, Kelly Butler will be in here around 8:20 this morning.
That scared me.
Oh!
Did it scare you a little bit?
I thought I had audio playing somewhere. I'm like, oh God, that better not be me.
That was Judy Washalee-Shalise after she lost.
Boo! Knock! Boo!
Put a spell on Bowman. Damn you, Bowman!
All right, $1,000 gift certificate to give away to Sleep Country Canada. Why buy a mattress anywhere else? Ding. It's been a long week of Sleep Country Canada. $1,000 gift certificate right now. We play the scary, spooky Halloween edition of 30 seconds on the clock. We give you a topic. If you can talk about said topic without saying these simple transitional phrases in the English language, then you win.
All right. Yesterday didn't go very well for me, if you missed it. I was a hobbit midget loser with a small penis. Hi, City. Who's this? Talk about Philly for 30 seconds. Hi, City.
It's supposed to be Philly's Halloween costume.
Can't remember what.
I don't know how it turned into such.
It was bad, yeah. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
What's your name?
Phil.
All right, Phil. 30 seconds on the clock. Talk about the scariest thing in the entire world known as the menstrual cycle. Go.
Oh my God, the menstrual cycle is the terriblest thing in the world. My wife, once a month, terrorizes me. Even the kids are scared of her. The dog runs under the bed. She can't take anything. As soon as you say, peep, that's it, you're done. You're out of the house. Don't come back. Don't ever, ever talk to me again. And all of a sudden the next day, man, she loves you again. She's the best person in the world. I can't believe how bad that is. Could you imagine being a woman? I couldn't imagine being a woman. I wouldn't even want to be a woman. Saying that stuff, having that stuff, who's that yet? Come on, that's not even natural. I guess it is natural, but who'd want it? I can't believe it. Rena, unbelievable.
All right, I'll give it to you. Although he did say, I made him go an extra 8 seconds because he said, oh my God, right off the bat.
Right.
That's an O, but let's slide.
I can handle being a woman.
All right,
just for a week, I'd be a woman.
Really?
Just to be a lesbian. Seems awesome.
I'm a lesbian now.
Yeah.
Phil, hang on. We'll grab some details from you. $1,000 gift card to Sleep Country Canada. Good for you. 6:37 now. 92 City FM World Class Rock. 2 hours away from Freedom Friday. That's at 9 a.m. So if you do the math without switching your clock back, it's now 7:03. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. And yes, don't forget to put your clocks back tomorrow night before you hit the nappy sack.
Two is the high for today with sunshine. We're at minus 11.
I like gaining that extra hour.
It's much better than losing it.
Mm-hmm. Sucks.
It's kind of like how Fridays are better than Mondays.
Yeah, yeah.
And short work weeks are better than long ones.
Yeah. Totally true.
Yeah. Totally.
And sleeping in is way better than getting up early.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. Way better.
I'm on board with this.
Hey, Grand Slam of Curling, the Masters, is going on right now in Selkirk, up at the Selkirk Rec Center. They, like you said yesterday, though, they've been busy. They've had hometown hockey that was going on there recently. Now they've got the Grand Slam of Curling, Jennifer Jones, Kevin Cooey, Brad Jacobs, Mike McEwen, Jeff Stoughton. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of all these household curling names. And we've got tickets to give away right now. This is for the finals on Sunday, 780 City, CITI 2484. And what is, as I Google it right now, what is the weight of a curling rock?
Okay.
Now, I think I know what this is.
Figure this out. I have no idea.
And, I want it in kilograms. Ha!
All right.
I want it in Canadian.
How many decimal points?
The weight of a curling rock, 780 City. Go ahead.
I'm going to say 7.5 kg.
That is incorrect.
Close?
No.
Hello?
All right, 22.5 kilos.
No, actually, that's beyond the maximum weight of what it should be.
So don't bring in those super rocks.
Do you have a number to guess?
11 kilos.
No, no, heavier than that. No, I feel like Bob Barker. Higher.
Lower. Hello there.
Sugar, I know it in pounds. I curl a lot.
Oh, you know
it
in
pounds?
Okay,
what is it in pounds?
44.
Okay, now what is it in kilograms?
Well, it's 2.2 pounds to a kilogram, so I just can't do the math. Let me think. I don't know. Let's see. That would be 19-ish around.
Good job.
Give it to her.
Yeah, she's a curling fan. Yeah, she curls.
It's 19, the maximum. Shh, shh, shh,
let her be excited, Wheeler.
The maximum weight.
Listen to me talk.
The maximum weight of a curling stone, 19.96 kilograms. And
what's your name?
Carrie Cahoot. I'm the
caroling. Oh, you're the caroling.
You guys couldn't tell.
It's almost time for you, eh? I want to hear some carols.
Your time to shine.
I'm going to get rid of all my Halloween stuff first, and then bring up the Christmas stuff.
Do you sing Halloween stuff?
I have a ton. Oh, do I sing it?
Halloween stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh, yes.
Shoot.
The best song ever.
That was a good song, yeah.
That's my Halloween.
Do you do that on the front step as people trick-or-treat?
Absolutely. Okay, I love to scare them all.
I suspect
they can't get any treats until they sing here.
Yeah.
See, I did the same thing
yesterday.
You make
them dance, though.
Yeah, no, I said singing. You gave me hell for that.
No, I gave you hell for dancing. Oh, was it singing? I thought it was dancing.
No, it was singing.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You got tickets to the finals of the Grand Slam of Curling Sunday in Selkirk. Good for you. 7:06 now. City FM World Class Rock. Headstones cubically contained, as Abe said last night. The headstones coming to a bar downtown Tuesday and Wednesday night. The headstones. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rita, good morning.
Two is a high for today. It's going to be sunny, minus 11 this morning.
The 92 City FM Facebook page, we talked about it with what's trending this morning, is tell a scary story in five words.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag. There's a couple good ones. Go have some fun with it. The two best I've seen so far, and there's a whole whack of them. But the Selinger wins majority government again, and Nickelback is coming to town. Scary stories in five words. Not bad.
So you got to set your clocks back. Rita's been talking about it all morning. You got to set your clocks back tomorrow night before you go to sleep. Did you ever get, like, before the day and age of the cell phone, the smartphone, where the smartphone's smarter than you, as well as your, if you have Shaw or MTS, that it'll just update for you. But you have to do, like, your stove clock and your microwave clock. Mm-hmm. But before the day and age of the smartphones and whatnot, did you ever get busted on the clock changeover? Because I remember as a kid, one time, a buddy might have called up, and he's like, hey, let's go see the Ninja Turtle movie. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, Mom, can I go see the Ninja Turtle movie? And she's like, no, we got church at 11. I was like, ah, oh, dude, I got to go to church at 11. And then he's like, oh, that sucks, and he hangs up. And then he calls back, and he's like, dude, it's noon.
Yeah.
It's noon already.
So the whole family missed church because of the time change.
Because of the time change. Because we had to spring ahead, right? So I'm like, let's go to Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. It's a little, like you say, it's a little tougher now because everything adjusts for you. But back in the day, I don't remember a specific incident, but I know I've shown up early or late for stuff because of time change.
Yes.
For sure I have. Yeah. It's like, again, I'm pretty sure it used to be really common back in the day before sure. phones and before everything changes now. Even your guide on your TV, right? It's like you can't screw up anymore. You literally can't.
I remember my parents saying that blah, blah, blah was an hour late for work or mm-hmm. an hour early or whatever. And that's on the Monday.
Love to use that excuse.
How do you go through all of Sunday, though, not realizing? Come on.
You're operating all of Sunday an hour behind. No, an hour. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It depends when.
Which one?
When. Yeah.
Phone lines are lit up here. And by the way, we are falling back. We're falling back tomorrow night. So set your clocks 1 hour behind.
Fall behind, spring ahead.
Good morning.
Hello. Yeah, I'm just wondering, why is Wheeler so annoying?
I don't know. It has something to do with my upbringing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I think I'm going to switch to Power 97.
Oh, hang on. You should have left him there.
Oh,
wow. He wants to go toe-to-toe intellectually.
Yeah.
Geez, obviously the guy's got deep-rooted issues mm-hmm. if you're going to call up a radio show.
Well, yeah.
I don't feel like getting to the bottom of his deep-rooted issues. Go ahead. Goodbye.
That guy is actually falling behind.
I think he fell behind a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hi, City.
Best part about this weekend, extra hour at the bar.
That's true,
is
right?
That,
yeah. No, it is true.
The bars will stay open for the extra?
Not only that, you get an extra hour of liquor, too, before last call.
Okay, because the official time change is 2 o'clock. So I guess it would fall back to 1, so you have that.
It's always one of those. I don't know if it's the MLCC turning a blind eye or if they just kind of go, that's fine. It's a changeover. Go ahead.
So you're bar hopping. Where's your bar of choice?
Actually, any of them. As long as they serve booze.
Okay, all right.
Right.
A bar that serves booze.
Hi, City.
Yeah, that guy outside of Wheeler's a Chad Kruger fan.
Yeah, I think I might have been Kruger, actually. Yeah.
Hello.
Can you guys give me a hand? I still can't figure out how the hell to change the clock in my car.
Oh, that's the worst one.
Sometimes I just leave it.
Press the radio button upside down or something. I don't know.
You have to shut the radio off and hold down this one little button. And,
yeah.
And then you do it while you're driving. And it's just like, it's a pain in the ass. Just bring it into your mechanic.
Make a service appointment. City traffic. It's like $60 an hour to get your clock changed.
I need my tires changed, and I need to change my clock for me too, please.
And they bill you 2 hours. Hey, man.
We got a hard time figuring it out, too.
We don't know
to send
either.
It back to Japan.
Them News.
News is for Hooters. Every NHL hometown game, enter to win a trip for two to a game at Levi Stadium. Please drink responsibly.
Oh, someone win that and take me. Come on, I'm the 49er fan. How come they didn't contact me to chaperone that?
I wonder why.
Have you seen the stadium, Rena?
Have you seen how scared the Hooter girls are when they leave here, Philly?
I'll be nice on the trip, I promise. Yeah. You could order like 6 beers and nachos to your seat with your phone in that stadium. And it takes 10 minutes.
You can't do that at Investors Group Field?
Not that I know of.
That'd be pretty cool.
Wheels, you're a season ticket holder. You can't order beers and nachos to your phone.
But you know what? Honestly, the staff is so good there that they're up and down all the time.
Yeah,
they're like, I get you anything, and the beer, and you really don't need that. But no, it's a good idea.
The concessions at IG Field are good. They almost make you forget that the team never wins.
Save your sports for sports time.
Oh, sorry,
news time. It's going to cost you more to heat your home this winter. The Public Utilities Board has approved a 5% rate increase that kicks in tomorrow. So you'll have to pay about $43 more for natural gas next year.
How convenient. That's right around the time it drops below zero, a bunch of assholes.
That's thanks to Centric Gas Manitoba.
It's like, gas prices are going up right before the long weekend. That's weird.
Now be prepared to fight with your wife even more over how warm it is in the house all winter.
No way. I'm going to put a lock on the goddamn thermostat.
You're the biggest.
You do already have a lock.
No. What I do is I have it on my phone. I can actually tell. It gives me a notification when she turns it up or down, and then I phone and yell at her.
Wife has turned up
that
heat.
That is so wrong.
Sends her a text. Start a fire.
Is she chained in your house as well?
Listen. If you're standing by the stove and it's on, you'll stay warm.
Oh, God.
Rena, are you a little intimidated by the manliness in this room right now? Are you a little intimidated?
There's a lot of facial hair in here today.
Man hair in here right now. Jamie and Jeff from Movember here in town and then studio with us this morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome.
General.
Good morning.
Smells like speed stick and mustache hair.
That's what we were going after.
I'm good.
Good Perfect. On you for picking up on that.
Yeah.
That was exactly the end goal here.
You guys are cheating, right? You never hear that one. You got the mustaches in full effect already.
Yeah, you know what? It's actually, we were just talking about this. We're glad to hear that now as we kind of walk around the last few weeks with our promo. It'll go off tomorrow. But yeah, it's great to know that people they get what the campaign is all about, and they're busting us on having a mustache before November 1st. So it'll go tomorrow. We'll start with a clean shave and grow for 30 days. And I know I'll never be able to grow anything quite this luxurious in 30 days, but it's been nice. It's been nice to have the run I've had for last little while.
Excellent.
Now, of course, the shave off is tomorrow. You can do it at home. We're going to be down at KP Mall tomorrow. Now, we're not exactly encouraging people to come down. That's where it's kind of like, that's where the kickoff is happening. But we're more encouraging people to get online and get signed up. Is that right?
You know, you can come down. We're going to be setting up a little registration area. You can come down, get some November swag, get your photo taken, register, and then see you guys up on stage getting shaved.
No, not just guys, but girls as well. They can come down and support.
I'm getting shaved.
That's right.
I'll be there.
What do you do, like your armpits, or do you actually do like a symbolic shave of your face?
No, I assume it's the same as last year. Yeah. I got the hot shave.
Oh, the hot shave rules.
I believe that he left the case on the blade.
Okay. Same thing I do with my 3-year-old when he wants to shave like daddy.
Yeah.
No, my beard comes off tomorrow. I tried to. It's not as bad as last year. It was giant last year when I got rid of it, but still.
He still has that beard.
You know,
in
we'd
a
like
jar.
To see Wheeler's old mustache and Philly's old beard hop in the ring for a little one-on-one tag.
Oh, God. You know, I'll bring the beard hair in tomorrow. I'll bring it down.
No, don't.
You can add to it. That's a good idea. Add to the jar.
Add to the beard.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll strap it to my belt.
Oh, my God. Carry it around disgusting. In your saddle. Yeah. You can build your own. You know, your own life-size Philly.
I like it.
One day. Okay, so what are the main things that we want to hit on here?
Well, the one thing we want to do with you guys this morning for sure is announce our big news for our gala.
Please.
That you guys are partnering with us on. We're thrilled about it. Friday, November 28th, at District Stop in the Exchange, Federal Lights and the New Meanies.
Playing for us.
So you guys are going to be down there hosting that night. So,
the Moshul? Can we call it a Moshul?
Absolutely. You call it whatever you want. It's going to be a great kick-ass night, though. So
Stop, that's the old Alive.
Correct.
For those that are curious.
That's right. Yeah, 140 Bannatyne. Right. So it's going to be an incredible night. Tickets, $20. You can get them at Movember.com or contact us, the local Winnipeg Movember committee, and we'll get them to you as quickly as we can.
Beautiful.
But should be a great night. The Meanies, playing again is
Winnipeg
big
boys.
News. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Federal Lights, actually, another local band that recently took home some hardware at the Western Canadian Music Awards.
That's
so
right.
Going to be a great night of music.
Good. And there's one other thing you guys wanted to mention. Sorry, we were just about to go to Aaron. You were bringing it up, Jamie. What was it?
Yeah, I just want to mention, you know, people have been participating in Movember for a few years now, and we actually have some great research happening here right in Winnipeg. So everyone knows about the PSA testing and what to do to get your prostate cancer screened. There's a new blood test happening right here where they're actually using 3D imaging to look at cancer cells and determine what type you have, how aggressive it can be, and then they're following during treatment to see how those certain types and aggressiveness of the cancer cells react to certain types of treatment. So the end goal here is for men to be able to go in, determine, yes, I have prostate cancer, this is the type I have, and then receive a tailored treatment plan for the individual, which right now is not happening. So I just want to mention that because, you know, there's been Mo Bros and Mo Sisters raising money around town for years, and this is a prime example of some of the great research Movember does, and I think it's something all of the Mo Bros and Mo Sisters can be proud of.
And it sounds like it's quicker, right? And that's the key with cancer, is getting it fast with any cancer.
It's being more accurate
and
being able to tailor a treatment for the actual situation.
Good. Very good. All right, so the main thing, to sign up. Go online, sign up, get a team together, whether it's your office building or your hockey team or whatever it is. Get a group of people together, get online, raise some money. And it's all tax deductible too, which is really cool. Movember.com, go sign up. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, very
and
good.
Come see us at the Shave Down.
1 o'clock we'll be there.
1 o'clock? But you guys are there before that, right, at Kildonan Place?
Yeah, we're there all day engaging people in conversations about the campaign, registering people online, and just generally creating some more great awareness.
I'm going to get one of those scooters, those mall scooters, and buzz around. Hey, it's Movember!
All right, 7:39 now. The Scoop's coming up in 5. Thanks, guys.
The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
The fun starts here.
At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports.
Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
Opening movies at the box office this weekend. There's three good ones. A Nightcrawler, this is the main one. This is with Jake Gyllenhaal. Basically, he kind of falls into the world of an L.A. crime journalism and blurs the line between observer and participant to become the star of his own story.
She looks
actually
good.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, the trailer, which is a part of the Morning Wood this morning, it intrigued me.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Before I Go to Sleep, also coming out this weekend, this one's starring Nicole Kidman. She wakes up every day remembering nothing as a result of a traumatic accident in her past, and then she starts to find out the truth about the people around her.
Sounds like 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, pretty much. Except supposed to be the thriller version of it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And then this one, limited opening this weekend, but this is the one we had a call about yesterday, Horns, starring Daniel Radcliffe.
Mm. Yes.
After the aftermath of his girlfriend's mysterious death, a young man awakens to horns sprouting from his head. Dun, dun, dun. But the guy who phoned yesterday to talk about this movie said it was really, really good. Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I remember the guy
calling.
Honestly, it sounds like a bad experiment gone wrong at Hogwarts, and this is like the sequel to the Harry Potter stuff.
It's just
something you see.
Half man, half goat.
Harry, what have you done? It reminds me of Christmas Vacation, which is going to be on TV starting soon.
It's on Netflix, too, by the way.
When Cousin Eddie's talking to Chevy Chase, and he says, oh, yeah, the oldest boy got a job at the carnival. He's working for the Yak Lady. Ever seen her? She's got these big old horns going out of the side of her head, but she's a good cook.
Rogers is teaming up with Vice Media to create a new Toronto-based production facility and TV network that'll bring Canadians focus to Vice's gritty, youth-focused journalism. You know a little bit more about this.
Oh, I love Vice.
Yeah. Wheels has been talking about Vice for months. We watch his documentaries. It's what he does every morning here.
Youth-driven news.
Well, it's unbiased, and it's like I think that what you said is the best way to say it. It's gritty and it's real, and it's not backed by, well, not anymore. It wasn't.
It used to be unbiased.
Yeah, it wasn't backed by any major conglomerate or government, right?
It was originally a Canadian-owned company, started here in like 1994, and then it moved to the States and then spread out, and now it's coming back to Canada.
Get ready to see those Messier commercials on Vice.
Yeah. Mike Tyson was on the Opie radio show, and he admitted that he was sexually abused as a child.
I heard this interview,
yeah. Yeah, this is the first time that he's ever spoken of this, but he says that when he was 7 years old, he was snatched by a man off the street and sexually assaulted 41 years ago.
That's sad.
Very, very sad. Ashton Kutcher may have cheated on Mila Kunis.
You dummy.
Yeah. Apparently, the reason that him and Demi Moore broke up is because he cheated on her.
Right.
And now a Swedish makeup artist has come forward saying that she was with Ashton a month before the stars made their relationship public in 2012. She's claiming that she's got proof and all sorts of stuff, and she's kind of like shopping it around. So who the hell knows
if
how much of that is actually true?
On Mila, you will cheat on anyone. Correct?
Yeah. And aren't they pregnant? Don't they have a kid on the way?
Yeah, they had their baby. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, they had their baby. And finally, American Hustle producers took a well-known science author and basically he wrote about microwaves and they ruined his reputation, so now he's suing for defamation of character.
What?
Okay,
what?
So American Hustle.
Yes.
Okay, so there's that part where Jennifer Lawrence and Christian Bale, they're in the kitchen talking, and she tells him that microwaves take all the new nutrition out of food,
right.
And she says that she read it in a magazine.
Uh-huh.
Remember, she's like, I prove it's true, and she holds up a magazine, and it was written by Brodeur, who's a well-known scientist.
Well, and then just to piss him off, she ends up throwing, like, tinfoil or something.
And then it explodes, right. And then catches on fire, and they're freaking out, So this guy is suing because he says the actors and the writers are liars because he's actually on record in that magazine, the exact magazine. The question is there any danger in eating food cooked by microwaves? And he says none that is known. They seem perfectly safe. But they switched it around during the movie. They said he says microwaves aren't safe. And it turns out he's an actual guy who's an actual scientist. And they switched it, so now he's suing them because he says people make fun of him because he was mentioned in the movie saying that microwaves are dangerous, and everyone's laughing at him going, microwaves are dangerous. And he's like, no, I didn't say that.
The writers
switched the script, so now he's suing them for an unknown amount of money.
Buck.
Yep.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's the scoop.
I got one buddy that says you should go as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Mm, good one.
Yeah.
And funny.
My buddy Blair said you could go as anything that Terry Crews has done.
Who's he?
Terry, he's the, Well, he was the Old Spice guy for a little while, and he
that's
was
also what I was thinking.
He was
yeah,
also in the movie The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. Yeah. He was the guy that always had the McDonald's, like, it ain't easy being cheesy.
That guy is really loud. I think he was even he's even in the latest.
He's in with a new show with Andy Samberg.
Yeah, but what's the one with Stallone and
The Expendables?
I think he's even in The Expendables.
Yeah. He's good. I like Terry Crews. Yeah.
We got some phone calls too from the Bone Phone.
Let's get to
those.
Okay, so this is people are just tuning in. Kelly Butler in studio and trying to figure out what to go as for Halloween. So we've got some suggestions on the Bone Phone.
God, yeah. I can't pull that off.
Oh, you need headphones.
The Old Spice guy just showed Kelly a picture.
I can't pull that.
Sure you can.
Kelly, you throw these on.
All you got to do is wear a towel.
I'll use the ones that get feedback.
And carry a bottle of Old Spice around with you.
Okay, here we go. Start with this one.
I think Kelly would look really, really cute as a ballerina.
That's one of those ironic costumes.
Again, like the Tooth Fairy or something.
Yeah, like the Rock.
Right? Yeah. No.
Kelly Butler should dress up as Beyonce, nice high heels.
It's like she used to wear high heels.
I'm like a big cross-dresser. Yeah. That's what I would look like.
That's Halloween, man.
High heels don't come in your size.
High heels? You say size 15, 16?
I'm sure they could find them.
I'll go out there and put some blocks
I
on.
Think Serena Williams would have big feet. I'm sure if you order them special, you can get the heels.
I mean, I don't think they'd be here in time for today.
It's a little late. I don't think we're going to make it.
Okay, I know you've heard this one 100 times, this suggestion.
Hey, Kelly, why don't you just get super loaded, throw on a huge set of overalls. Don't know where you'd find them, but I'm sure you got a clue. And be that guy from Green Mile.
Michael Clark Duncan, yeah.
I can, that's overalls and alcohol and... Yeah, I can do that.
You like the alcohol part, for sure. I like that.
Right, it keeps you warm because it's cold out here and the overalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a good one for Kelly. How about the first black Jolly Green Giant?
Mm. That is a good one. You don't have to wear green leotards.
A bag of corn on your shoulder?
A bag of corn?
Yeah.
My vegetables.
Okay, and this is the final one here, and this obviously is my favorite.
Suggestion for Kelly Butler's costume for Halloween. Why doesn't he just go as the Hulk?
I like it.
KB yeah. Hulk.
I could do that. I could pull that.
Kelly,
off.
Happy. Kind of went into some Metallica there.
what were some of your costumes as a kid? Because I know you were like 6'5" by the time you were 13.
Yeah, I think I've told the story a couple times. Yeah. I was second grade. Was the last time I was Halloween trick-or-treating because I was like 5'10", and people were just looking at me. It was traumatic, and my dad was like, just stay home. Just stay home and pass candy out of me.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's why I hate the Halloween. And I'm not a fan of scary movies either, so
right.
I hate all of this. I want this to be done with. I want this to be done with this now.
The Bone Phone, brought to you by Advance Electronics, with not a cent to pay for 1 year OAC. No interest, no admin fees, no prepaid taxes during the Advance Great Fall Sale. On now.
780 Bone, 780 2663. It's funny that this guy would pose this question because we have had this conversation off air.
I got a kind of a question here. Why are some songs played on the radio that have, say, the word, the S word, and then another song they'll bleep it out, but other times they'll play a different song that's got it and they don't bleep it out? It drives me nuts.
Yeah. You know what? A lot of times it's however the record label decides to give it to us. If it's a newer song, if it's an older song, then we rip it right off the album and we don't do anything with it. So
yeah, we wouldn't go and edit a song. You know, there's certain words we wouldn't edit as a station.
No.
You're right. They come from the label edited. Wheeler looking for a movie to watch with his wife tonight. Scary movie. Mm-hmm. Got some suggestions yesterday. Horns, which Rena was talking about in the scoop.
Wheeler, that guy who said watch Horns, that guy has never seen a scary movie in his life. But one that just came out is Deliver Us From Evil. Unfortunately, it's got Eric Bana in it, but it's pretty damn good. Have a good Halloween, bud.
Deliver Us From Evil with Eric Bana.
Hopefully it's on VOD. Check it out.
Call about the Jets and the Bombers.
It was said that the Jets are on a surge with their 2-game win streak. Some can understand why that's called a surge. But if you compare them to the Bombers, that's a big surge.
No. It's actually they were talking about this French guy out of Montreal they were going to sign named Surge.
Surge, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Not much surging. The Bombers surged at the start of the year.
Right.
Like 5-1 at one point.
The Bombers.
The Bombers.
Yeah.
That is
at
all.
At one point.
That was months ago. I predicted a 17-1 season.
Yeah.
You had them going back-to-back Grey Cups.
Yeah, absolutely. Still do.
We were fired up. This song that this guy's talking about here has become synonymous with the Jets now.
Hey, I just heard you guys play
Ref Siri, hell yeah. That got me thinking, wow! Go, Jets, go! Go, Jets, go! Right, Wheeler?
Yeah, right, Wheeler, right?
Right, Wheeler?
Let me throw up the front window there, see if they're still there. Yeah, there it is.
Wheels loves that song.
Yep.
It's Rev Theory.
Loves Rev Theory. Big fan.
Give me a hell yeah, and I love their other song, Give Me a Hell Yeah. And, well, I mean, hell yeah.
Well, that's great what song, their greatest hits was called, yeah. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Christmas decorations. We've had some concerns about whether they're going up too early. This guy says, just shut it.
Everyone's bitching about the Christmas decorations. Here's an idea. Don't buy any if you don't want to. First world issues.
Hashtag Truth. First world problems. Mm-hmm. Christmas decorations.
Just flip the mattress over, people.
Well, that was about the mattress conversation yesterday.
Flip the mattress over.
Flip the mattress over?
Right, because Rena's getting a new one. Her man.
Yeah,
isn't.
But if you have a pillow top, that's ridiculous. Mm.
I have a pillow top one. Yeah. I do. You can't flip it.
Can't flip it. You can rotate it. You can rotate it.
Can you not at all? Like, it's not soft on the other side? Because I have one, too. I've never had to flip it.
No, I...
We just rotate it.
I don't know. I guess I never really looked.
We rotate ours.
Because it's pillow top, so I've just always had it that way.
Flip the mattress over, people.
First world problems.
Mattress flipping.
Okay, and I think it's always good to go into the weekend on a positive note. And this caller has found something nice to say about all three of us, which is very rare.
Hi, I just want to say I listen to you guys every morning, and I'm a big fan. Rena, good for you for standing up to these guys when you have to. You do really great holding your own. Philly, I think you sound like a really sweet guy, good dad, good husband and all that. And Wheeler, you're not always an asshole.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah?
I'll take it. I'll take it. That's fine.
Aww, that's totally cool. He's so anybody's sweet. Had to say about you this week.
That's going
to
get me through my whole weekend. What does this mean? Does that mean he's pulling in or he's 2 minutes out? Because there's a difference between the two.
What does it say? I'm 2 minutes out, pulling in?
I said, where are you at? And he says, pulling in. I am 2 minutes out.
As long as he's not pulling out.
And 2 minutes late.
Yeah.
No.
Because 9 months later, you're going to be really in trouble.
No woman wants to hear that.
Trying to decipher messages from Kelly Butler this morning. Supposed to be here.
Do you do that, though? Do you do that sometimes? Like for instance, when I'm on the golf course.
Pull out?
No, listen. Like, when I'm on the golf course, like, I'll call the wife and be like, hey, we're just hitting the back nine. When really, like, I'm on 16 or 17, so I know I have time for a couple beer after.
I'll lie about how long it's going to be?
Not necessarily lie, but for instance, like, you know, Kelly Butler, I'm pulling in when probably he hasn't even hit the parking lot.
Well, it's kind of lying.
See, if that was me texting that, you would know I was still at home.
Yeah.
You know? Well, you'd know that I
do it all the time.
I have very poor time management skills.
It's completely different when it comes.
Very, very poor.
Completely different when it comes to men and women. Yeah. Completely.
Well, Andrina, time goblin, well earned. We add a half an hour to whatever you tell us.
But 20 minutes, I'd say.
20 minutes? Yeah. Okay. but I did it yesterday. I was going to get one of my boys at daycare early because he had a doctor's appointment, and I was going to be like 10 minutes, but I said I'll be there, you know, maybe about a half an hour. I don't know why I do it. You kind of...
Give yourself that buffer.
Yeah, you fudge the numbers
sometimes.
Should
I go see if he's here, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't like being left out there.
He just wrote and said, here.
Okay, so he's at the back door.
Yeah, so he's family.
But fudging time, and especially with your spouse.
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Hey, in the golf course or beer league, hey, I'll be home in 20 minutes.
Listen,
20 minutes?
I hope she's not listening right now, but my wife thinks a round of golf takes 6.5 hours.
They're whispering about you, Kelly.
No, we were whispering about his wife.
Secrets are lies.
I don't know what it is, but you look particularly big today, Kelly, so no, we were not whispering about you today.
Oh,
why are you late? You're a man. You're not supposed to be late.
Only time, I apologize to be about.
He's a human and they make mistakes, Wheeler.
I'm out here trying to go out there and
Jesus
find my
Christ, what kind of classes have you been going to?
God,
super feminist.
I was just looking around for what I should be for Halloween right now, and I just don't know.
Hate Halloween.
Hate it with a passion, and I love my white friends. I love them, but sometimes they're politically incorrect. So, got one of my white friends said I should be the monkey from Georgia. That's just not political.
From what?
You know the white guy with the big yellow hat? He said I should be a monkey.
Oh, Curious George.
Curious George. He said, yeah, you could be a Curious George. You don't got to even dress up. I'll give you some bananas. I was like, no. And
Jesus
then,
Christ, who are you hanging around with?
Good you?
I said that yesterday.
Oh, shoot. So they give me options like you should be Django Unchained. I mean, I don't, there's not a lot of costumes for a man my size to begin with.
No.
And then I'm not a fan of Halloween. So.
I don't dress up really. It's been a while, Kelly's too. So don't, you know, you're not the
but
only
listen,
one.
It's not like you're going to go as one of the lollipop kids from The Wizard of Oz.
That would be funny.
Something ironic. Would be funny. Somebody really short would be funny.
Great
something
idea.
Ironic costumes
we
are funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
who was a hobbit?
A hobbit, yes. The largest black hobbit in Winnipeg, yes. There's a new movie coming out, The Black Large Giant Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only time I dress up is, you know, behind closed doors.
You got to,
role play,
Hey. Do you, a man like yourself, you must have a party to go to tonight or something.
There's a few parties, but at the end of the day, I mean, if, there's a couple, I mean.
But you're not dressed up.
But you're the one guy who's there who's not dressed up, and everyone sees you and goes, too cool for school. Right? Hey, KB. So,
I'm too fat to go out there and just wear a towel, let's say, you know.
Togas,
those are always fun.
Rich guys always, you know, find a way to wear a toga.
And then girls can get away with wearing anything. I'm a slutty nurse. I'm a slutty schoolgirl. I put a lampshade on one time instead of a one-night stand. But that's just...
that's pretty good.
That's my normal lifestyle, though.
All right, hang on a sec here. We're going to take a quick break. You know what? Here's what we should do. We're going to have Kelly on here about another 20 minutes. We have the Toys for Boys for the Temptations. So phone the Bone Phone real quick if you have any suggestions on what Kelly Butler should be for Halloween, and we'll wear them here in a few minutes.
780 Bone.
Toys for Boys for
the Temptations.
All right, this is it.
I'm not going to be able to do it anymore.
That's fine.
we won't miss it.
Shadow and Nancy have another chance on the backseat drive, and then H this evening. But this is it for us. The last chance to get in for Toys for Boys with Wheeler, Philly, and Rena. And you are caller 87.
Still ringing. They're about to pick the winner.
Yeah, and you're not it.
Who are you talking to there?
This is my roommate.
Oh, okay. You're 88.
Try back, though.
Hang up and try back again.
Hang up and try again.
Really
fast. Yeah. Go.
You're 89.
89, sorry. Good morning, you're 90.
No.
It's true.
Sorry. 91.
Shut up.
You were that close. Excuse me?
Don't tell a woman to shut up. That's it, no manners.
My boyfriend's going to kick your ass.
And, of course you guys fucking ass.
All right. Swearing. Swear.
Come on, bro.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Leo.
Leo. UK. You're in. You're caller 92.
Awesome.
Now, do you want in for the grand prize? Or do you want to go within the toy box?
Grand prize.
All right. Got to find out what's in the toy box, though. Let's do that.
A half-eaten brownie from the City FM Promotions Department.
Oh, boy.
And no, it's not a magic brownie.
Oh. It actually is a weed brownie. We just... Not allowed to say it.
Right. Yeah. Well, we just did, but it's a delicious brownie, too.
Very, very tasty. Okay, so hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're officially in for that $40,000 prize pack. We're doing it down at Enns Brothers in the next 3 weeks or so. Sometime before the end of the year, I'm not sure. A whole bunch of stuff. Go check out the website, 92CityFM, for that entire prize list. And your last chance with Shadow and Nancy, and then your last chance with H coming up this afternoon and this evening.
On 92CityFM, world-class rock.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Just when you thought, what am I going to go as for Halloween? There's no sexy costume left that I haven't worn. Thank you very much to, I can't remember his name. You should have it in the email that I forwarded you. See if you can find his name, because I forwarded it. I wanted to give him credit here. For sending it on.
Nick Roy.
Nick. Nick sent on the sexy Ebola hazmat costume.
Oh, okay, yes. Man, I'm surprised we haven't heard about that one yet.
Right. No. The sexy Ebola hazmat costume.
I'm sure Monday morning there'll be at least a half a dozen stories, and usually it's celebrities, of celebrities wearing costumes that are politically incorrect.
I saw Kate Hudson already had her annual Halloween bash, and some pictures are surfacing this morning. I guess it was yesterday. And the best one I've seen so far is Katy Perry went as a giant Cheeto. And her purse is a bag of Cheetos, and she's got like her actual like lip gloss and stuff in it. And she looks hilarious. I thought it was like an orange poo at first.
Someone not only cheesy. Is she dreamy, she's so funny.
And cheesy.
She'd be so fun to hang out with.
Oh, God.
Oh, just for one day.
What do you got, Phil?
Well, we go to a movie, maybe have some...
Phil?
Oh, you need my
Phil?
Story we missed.
Walk on the beach.
Yes, it would wrap up at night with a walk on the beach. So this is Grand Beach. these stories just won't go away, and I like it. preliminary talks. The NHL, according to a report, which Gary Bettman will come out later, and that's totally false. But another report is out there saying the NHL has started preliminary talks with Las Vegas about getting a team. There, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, they're building a new rink there, right?
Right. Here's according to the story, MGM Resorts International has held discussions with a group interested in bringing an NHL club to the city. You can be sure of one thing. Whoever gets that team in Vegas is going to have deep pockets, right?
Sure.
Boy, will the teams love going through there on a road trip. Good luck with curfew there,
I don't
coaches.
Think. Listen, I honestly thought after the NBA held their All-Star game there, I just thought that, well, that does it for professional sports in Vegas.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's just been a lot of talk about it.
My story we missed is about Game of Thrones.
Oh,
I know you guys like that show, but I don't watch it at all, so you might have to help me with it a little.
Hodor.
A New Jersey college professor has been fired. He teaches art and animation at a college, and he was fired after posting a photo of his 7-year-old daughter wearing a T-shirt that was a Game of Thrones T-shirt with the slogan that says, "I will take what is mine with fire and blood."
Which one of the...
Why was he fired?
Because it was the reference was a threat, I guess, against someone. Against
the show.
Dean, I guess. And then again, school officials wondered if the reference was a threat against the dean of the school. That's why they fired him, because I guess he was having some issues with the dean. And then in the show, that what does it mean in the show? Like, who is there,
exactly
a bad character that says it? Like, I don't understand.
No, it's just kind of
meaning.
A mantra in general for the show.
Someone trying to become king.
Yeah, because everyone's fighting for the throne, right?
And there's a bunch of people who claim that they are the rightful.
So it's like a death threat.
I think Khaleesi said that. I will take what is mine through fire and blood.
Yes. Very easy on the eyes, Khaleesi might have said it. Yeah. Okay.
780 City on a Friday, Halloween Friday. For any stories we missed, go ahead.
Hey, about the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's a quote from the Red Witch.
Oh, she's mean.
Yeah. And naked a lot.
Stannis is
girl. Yeah. She is naked a lot, though. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Almost every episode.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hello.
I like some of these Halloween costumes that the NFL fans are doing down in the States. They're dressing up as Ray Rice.
Yeah, I know, and dragging around blow-up dolls.
I saw Ray Rice and his wife make comments. Did you see that?
No.
How upset they were? They were so mad that someone was mocking them, and it was just... I can't remember the exact
way. Boycotting elevators.
They're
so mad.
Yeah, the way it was worded was just so funny and pretentious. He was like giving people crap, and it's like, well.
You know what else was funny, Mrs.? Oh, yeah.
You should talk.
Hello.
Gain an hour this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Time change. Yep, don't forget.
We've been talking about that all morning. Yeah, hello.
Is there?
Yeah. Hi.
There's one song that I really miss.
Huh?
That's the Monster Mash song.
Oh, God.
Mm. Boris Pickett.
Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Is he requesting now?
I don't know.
Hi there.
Hey, in honor of Halloween, you guys should play Time Warp.
Okay.
I feel like listening to Rock Lobster, but is that Halloween related?
As long as it's the Peter Griffith version.
Hello.
So, what you guys? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
You
too.
Yeah. Time to gorge on mini chocolate bars.
Oh, can't wait.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you stingy when you hand out the candy?
No,
for you so you can take the rest?
My wife's like, not so much. We got to make it last. Like, I just get handfuls. And the cuter they are, it's like, take the whole pail, you know?
Did your dads do the same thing when you get home? So, I got to inspect that candy. Then you eat one and go, that one's okay. Eat
another one. Take all the good chocolate bars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live. Weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.